AM 1230 and AM 1490. Well, let me see, 8:35 now on your Monday morning. Every Monday morning at this time, we talk about elder law right here from the great voice of Volusia County. And we always do that with the great people from Aiken Law in DeLand. Dane Aiken is with us right now. Good morning, Dane. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Skip. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, I'm going to be nice to you today, but you are from Columbus, Ohio.
That is correct.
And I'm from Ann Arbor.
Uh-oh.
Good thing this board is between us, right?
That's correct.
Nevertheless, I got to tell you, Columbus is a beautiful city.
As is Ann Arbor.
Yeah, well, you know, Aiken Law has done great things for a lot of our seniors with your elder law advice and things. And I know there's certain areas that you take care of with the law firm. And we're going to talk about that as the morning goes on. But let's talk about your history. What got you out of Columbus and down here to the sunny south?
Well, my wife Cheryl and I practice law together in DeLand. Mm-hmm. And Cheryl is originally from DeLand, Florida. She grew up there. Her father is a professor at Stetson University. Of course, he's now retired. But just personal circumstances, Skip, brought us back to Florida, and we were looking kind of a place to where our practices would blend into the community, and we thought we could give some value added back, and so hence DeLand.
And I got to tell you, it's a beautiful city, Stetson University, that your father-in-law was with for what, over 50 years?
Over 50 years,
over
yes.
50 years in political science. Boy, if you want to know anything about politics, all I got to do is talk to Wayne T. Bailey, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, well, let's talk about your law firm. Now, you specialize in elder law and some of the things that you do for seniors.
All right, well, we certainly do estate planning, probate. If there's situations where there's a will contest or other types of litigation, we get involved in that. We also do a lot in the business planning area as well. The seniors here are very active in various businesses, either a business that they start down here or they expand a business that they've had up north or other places. And so our firm is focused on helping those seniors, and we try and, Skip, get involved early on. A mistake that a lot of people make is trying to go to the internet and look at forms and or do research themselves. And what we see time and again is a situation where if a lawyer had been involved up front, in the long run, they would have saved, number one, money, and number two, it would be a lot of stress on themselves that we could help them with.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. Sherry and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. We talked about there's so many ads out there now. Hey, you don't need a lawyer. All you got to go to www, whatever it is, and get your will done, get this done, get that done, get any probate even you need settled up like that. And it isn't like talking to somebody, telling them what your situation is, because everybody's situation is a little bit different. And having the professional advice from an attorney who's talking face-to-face with you.
That's correct. And, you know, the clients are certainly familiar with their factual situation and their business situation. But a lot of times the application or interpretation of a particular law or statute that might apply to them. So that's what we try and do is kind of weed through all that analysis for them. And more importantly, try and mitigate their risks. A lot of times there's questions that come up or we'll make suggestions to them of, you know, alternatives, and then we let them pick which one they'd like to go with.
Okay. You know, and so many things are changing and our lives are changing. First of all, we're living longer.
Yes.
And that's good and bad, you know, in a lot of ways. But nevertheless, just last week I was talking to somebody that's involved with elder care, not on the law end. And there's a grandmother who's taking care of her grandson. But it's time for her to go to assisted living. So it's all the things that bring up. And that's when you can sit down with a lawyer and say, hey, here's some options we can do. We can do this for you and get home care so you can stay in your home and be with your grandson and stuff like that. I don't know how old the grandson was, but I stopped to think how many grandparents are still now taking care of grandchildren today?
That's correct.
It's more than
ever. It's a surprising number when you actually get out in the community. And those are the things that, you know, really need to be addressed. And unfortunately, there aren't a lot of pro bono or, you know, state-sponsored agencies that provide that information. So we're trying to fill both a gap and a need in the DeLand community. And, again, trying to assist those people in making the transitions for them as smooth as we can.
Okay. Well, now there's a lot of questions. We're going to answer some questions and talk about some questions about elder law with Dane. But at the first, let's give you a phone number for your office. You got that handy?
I do. It's 386 738 5599.
Oh, I like it, Dane. Somebody from Columbus playing trombone with a business card. Hey, just like people from Ann Arbor. We're going to focus on real estate. Not real estate. We're going to focus on law. Well, it's a Monday. What do you expect? Dane Akin is with us from the Akin Law Firm. And we'll be back with more about elder law and things that you should know right after these messages.
From your WSBB 2020 Volusia County Newsroom, I'm Amy Ryan. A very special Eggs and Issues breakfast is slated for this week at LPGA. Tickets for the event are available through the Daytona Beach Regional Chamber of Commerce. Jim Cameron from the Chamber has our details.
Congressman DeSantis, he is going to be our speaker this coming Thursday at our Eggs and Issues breakfast, and that's going to be at 7:30 at LPGA Clubhouse. We've asked him to speak on the health care topic. I think they're going to be looking at tax reform as well up there. And we're also hoping we want to get his attention on some things here we're looking at locally, like affordable housing, and help us address our homeless issue here locally.
The July jobs report is out, and it's better than expected. The U.S. economy has added more than 200,000 jobs in the last month, and the nation's jobless rate slipped to its lowest rate in 16 years, 4.3%. University of Central Florida economist Sean Snaith is impressed and says the decline in the unemployment is especially significant in light of the increase in the labor force participation rate, which usually drives up the jobless rate.
I think it's hard to find any fault with today's jobs report. Exceeded expectations on the number of payroll jobs that businesses added last month. The unemployment rate ticked down a little bit. Another measure of sort of income there, which is weekly earnings, which, you know, incorporates not only wages but hours worked, went up by 2.8%. So, you know, we haven't seen that acceleration in wages yet, but take-home pay is growing because, you know, folks are working more hours.
From your WSBB 2020 Volusia County Newsroom, I'm Amy Ryan.
Preparing for the future is more than planning for retirement. It's making tomorrow's choices today, which give you peace of mind tomorrow. Arranging your affairs to make sure that your wishes are legally binding is one of the most important steps in planning for your future. It's also about taking the burden off of loved ones and relieving them of the stress of legal issues. At Akin Law, our attorneys look at the big picture and your family dynamics. For your free consultation, call Akin Law, 386-738-5599. There's no time like the present.
When you think of America's Main Street, what comes to mind? Locally owned, quaint shops, great mom-and-pop restaurants, fun events for the community. You have just described DeLand, Florida, which has been recognized as America's Main Street by Independent We Stand. With over 300,000 votes nationwide, that's quite an accomplishment for a small town of 27,000. Make the short drive to DeLand any day, just because you can. For more information about events, log on to MainStreetDeLand.org.
We're not through hurricane season yet, so now's the time to have your trees trimmed before the threat of a hurricane. Professional Tree Care has been in business well over 20 years, providing simple tree trimming to full tree eradication, bobcat work, and stump grinding. Professional Tree Care owner Louis D'Arienzo handles every property like their own. Give them a call, 386-574-4445, or check out their Facebook page, Professional Tree Care. Look for the frog.
It's summertime, and it's hot, hot, hot.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
If inside your car is hotter than our Florida summer heat,
feeling hot, hot, hot.
Maybe your air conditioner is not working.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Holmes Auto Works on North Ridgewood and Edgewater can fix your air conditioner. They can fix any domestic or import car air conditioner. Call 409-0222 today for a cool ride tomorrow.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Holmes Auto Works works.
Feeling hot, hot.
It's Monday morning. Yep, the day we focus on elder law with the good people from Akin Law. Dane Akin is with us right now. We've been talking about Ohio. We've been talking about this law practice. and his wife's law practice and all the things that go on in the office. But one of the great things I like about Aiken Law is that they really help the seniors. You work with the seniors, you kind of really specialize with it. And one of the things that comes up a lot, we just had a situation last month, right here even in New Smyrna Beach, is fraud with our seniors. Seems like they're the ones that the people aim on. How can a law firm help with the fraud situation?
Well, Skip, that's a real problem in Central Florida. And we recently ran into a situation where we had an elderly gentleman, actually in his late 90s, came in to see us. And basically his situation was that he had in-home caregiver. He was receiving care, and over the course of several years became friends with the young lady who was providing that sure. in-home care to him.
Sure.
And one day she mentioned that she did not have an automobile and she was taking the bus. And over a course of several months, he finally made the decision that he would co-sign for a loan on that car.
Whoa.
All right. And so he voluntarily signed all the loan documents, was put on the title with her as a joint owner. And within 2 weeks, she disappeared with the car. All right. Now, there are statutes in Florida that deal with financial exploitation of seniors. But when we really looked into it, we found that because he had voluntarily signed the loan documents, was competent, that those loan documents were enforceable against him, and basically various state agencies in Florida for seniors could not stop in and help. We then tried to contact several law enforcement agencies to see if they could help in a recovery of the automobile, and what we found out is because she was a legal joint owner of that automobile, they said that no, it had not been stolen. And so basically there was nothing that we could do. So the point of this story is that, you know, you need to be careful with seniors. They need legal advice as well. They get into situations not of their own making, really. This gentleman, again, was basically housebound. Someone came into his home, and that situation developed. Also, there's very little legal recourse against the employer, we found, even though they're bonded and insured. Again, because he did it voluntarily, it was very difficult to do that. So our advice is monitor the seniors, help them when you can. Also, be very careful of caregivers. Make sure you do the right background checks, and that they have employment checks, and that you're just watchful, and if yeah. there's situations that you're able to help them.
Well, you know, I even know, even with my mother, when yes. when she was into assisted living, and I admit my sister and I, we got our lives and things, we went to see her, but, you know, she wanted somebody as a companion. So she got this healthcare person. They can take, now this person didn't, but they can take so much liberties with somebody once you get to know them, because the patient is very vulnerable.
Yes.
They're a friend.
That's correct. And you know, their immediate assets around them could be at risk. And, you know, if they certainly, the senior has power over all of their bank accounts or illiquid assets, you know, you do need to be very careful and vigilant and make sure that you're monitoring what's going on.
Oh, you know, my grandfather, I thought, did one of the best things, nicest things to me. When I was probably in college, freshman year or something like that, I was over to see him. He lived right around the corner, so I was over there all the time. And here's my checkbook. Now, this is the days before you had Visa and MasterCards and stuff like that. He had like four bills a month, the water bill, the electric bill, you know, his car was paid for, his home was paid for. And he says, I want you to take care of my bills and just bring them to me and I'll sign the check. Didn't give me the power to sign his checks. Mm-hmm. He just said, just take care of them and bring them to me, because it took it off of his mind, but he was still in control.
That's right. And I think that dovetails exactly into estate planning and a lot of things that my wife and Cheryl and I are trying to assist seniors with as far as in their estate planning and do they need a trust that can be professionally administered, or if they have a loved one that they trust, or even be a minister, someone who can help them. that's trusted, that's known to the family, and has a long-term relationship with that individual, so that you have some satisfaction or knowledge that there's continuity there and that your loved ones will be looked after.
Okay. You know, as we get older and it seems like our income stays steady, what once we're on fixed income after we retire and everything, but credit seems to be a problem with a lot of seniors because all of a sudden things are costing more.
They didn't even realize it.
How do you work with that?
Well, with the Social Security limits and people are living longer today. And a big issue that we see in our office is, you know, a lot of people have a fear that they're going to outlive their assets and things. So how do you plan for that? And, you know, and of course, a lot of these things, who knows what your health is going to be or some other circumstance or family circumstances that you would like to help with. So those are all things that maybe are not really within your control. So those are things that you need to plan for carefully and take a good look at your assets. Where's your income coming from? And allocate your assets to make sure that you don't run into those type of problems.
Okay. I know Sherry's going to want us to talk about the email address. If you got any questions about elder law, especially when it comes to fraud and even some credit concerns that you might have, email them to Sherry and Dane, and they'll be glad to get back to you in an email. And then we might even talk about it in a future topic on the radio show. Give us that address.
Okay. That email address is radio@aiken-law.com.
Can't get much easier than that. You know, a lot of us, I was reading an article a few months ago. It seems like in the old days, I remember my dad started out of college with A&P, worked his way up to management and even above that, and retired from A&P. Today, most people have four or five careers during their working years, and some of us even start some when we retire. And it's good to have a law firm like yours that can work with us on that. And I think that's your area of specialty, isn't it?
It is. It is. And we can help clients, as you mentioned, they've had multiple jobs and they may have multiple retirement accounts. They could have IRAs or 401k plans or even be in a benefit of a pension plan. And so all those things need to be looked at as far as making sure the payout provisions are what the beneficiary believes. Also to make sure that the beneficiary designations are in the proper order. And so if a person is looking at a trust, the proper beneficiary is named there. And so all those things are very important, looking at the tax implications and the timing of when to take those benefits in association with security, and also Medicare benefits and things. So they all intertwine and are equally important.
Okay, when you talk about elder law, one of the first things you bring up is a will. Everybody needs a will, but one of the things people don't realize, people move here from Columbus, Ohio. People move here from Ann Arbor, Michigan, from Pennsylvania, from Canada, from all over. Sometimes the will, if they pass, is not really valid when you move to a new state. It doesn't have to be Florida, but wherever you move, right?
That's correct. I mean, each state has different requirements for a will, and so it's very important that that you update your legal documents. That's what we request people. And typically, if you have a legal document that's probably 3 to 5 years old and you haven't updated it, if you think you've had change in circumstances or anticipate something, we would recommend that you come in for a review. And we do provide an initial free consultation and we'll answer questions for you. Try to be careful on the legal advice side, but give you some options and alternatives and things to think about. And in many cases, people say, well, I think I do want to go ahead and update my will. We've had additional grandchildren or there's an adoption in the family. We run into a lot of blended families these days.
Yeah.
And so that's very important to make sure that, your final wishes are honored. And, and importantly, if you have a business, that you're doing succession planning there as well and things. And So again, all those things are very important.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because if you're retired and, you know, you might have been a doctor, but all of a sudden you want to have a running store, you want to have a golf store or something like this that was your fun in life and now it's become your passion. You know, you got to have that succession plan, because we're not spring chickens. When I was 30, I never thought about anything but moving forward in business. You know, now when you're in your 60s, it's a little different story.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we see a lot of seniors that are looking to establish new businesses. And I think that that's very important to get those set up right. And with the Florida Secretary of State and Division of Corporations, and, you know, it just gives you peace of mind. And with that, then you can concentrate on your business and your business plan and hopefully making money.
That's the name of the game, right?
There you go.
We're talking with Dane Aiken from Aiken Law in DeLand. Good people to know. Dane, give us the phone number real quick again.
Absolutely. 386-738-5599.
We're going to talk more about you and elder law right after these messages on the Great Voice of Volusia County, AM 1230 and AM 1490.
If you're turning 65 soon, here's an important message. When making your choice for a Medicare Advantage insurance plan, choose wisely. Make sure your plan allows you access to Halifax Health, the only healthcare system in the area to be awarded the most preferred hospital for over 20 consecutive years. Halifax Health is the only healthcare system in this area with the ability to provide critical, life-saving care at a moment's notice, 24/7 for your entire family. The choice is yours. Choose wisely.
Halifax Health. Live your life well.
What's happening in the real estate market? Should I sell my home now? What is my home worth? And what are my costs? May I buy another home while my home is on the market? These and many more questions Carl Vasile and myself can answer for you. This is Charlotte Smith with Exit Real Estate Property Solutions. When you work with a professional, career real estate agent, you receive the best guidance and access to the best. Call us, let's have a chat, no obligation, learn what your options be. Call us at 386-753-4672.
Sales team has to carry the ball. They're responsible for paying the bills, making payroll every week. If they don't produce, it's over. That's a lot of pressure. But your customer service reps, technicians, and even your delivery people may have more customer contact after the sale than your sales team. And how much do they know about selling? Are they missing opportunities to sell deeper into your current client base? If your employees aren't properly trained, they can miss thousands of dollars of opportunity every week. But they're not comfortable selling. They don't like pressure, and they don't even know how to ask for more business. Wouldn't it be nice if they could? Sandler Training is now offering strategic customer care for your non-selling team members. It could be the teller at the bank, the pest control or lawn guy, your incoming telephone staff. You get the picture. How much more could they bring to your bottom line each week if they just knew how? Whether you're a CPA, a bank, or a manufacturer, make your whole team a part of your sales effort. Call Sandler Training at 407-740-SELL. That's 740-7355 to find out more. Sandler Training. You won't fail because we won't let you.
We're the Great Voice of Volusia County. Just a couple of seconds left here. Dane's been with us today. Dane Aiken from Aiken Law in DeLand. Dane, give us that phone number one more time and that web address.
386-738-5599 and then radio at aiken-law.com.
Okay, if you have any questions about elder law, we recommend that's the people that you call and talk to them about all of your needs. They're good people to know, and they'll keep you involved of every step that's going on. What's the first question somebody asks you when they come to elder law and have a question for you?
Generally, it's, gee, I did something that I'm not sure is good, and can you help me get out of it?
Hey, come on. You don't have to be an elder person to have that number, right?
Exactly.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you soon. We've been focusing on elder law right here from the Great Voice of Volusia County. Stay tuned for CBS News.
1230 WSBB. News Myrna Beach, Daytona, Edgewater, Port Orange. AM 1490 WTJV, DeLand, Orange City, DeBary. At the tone, it's 9 a.m.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. A trail.